gentlemen, it's the Eric Morcom and Ernie Wise Show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome.
I'd just like to say what a great pleasure it's been, and we hope you've enjoyed it. Good night. Good luck. And God bless you all. All up, please.
God save our gracious queen. Long!
Yes?
What's the matter with you? I mean, what's happening?
Well, let's go now.
Go?
Home.
Look, if you think I'm paying £1.25 for a brand new shirt... then leaving before the audience has seen it, you're mistaken.
Would you please take a look at Ernie and his new shirt? Made in Hong Kong. Not sure where Ern was made. As a matter of fact, I don't think it was made. I think Walt Disney drew him.
Thank you very much.
I'll tell you what.
What?
Sing the song, and the audience will go.
Look, if you want us off this stage, I want to know why. I mean, what's bothering you? You're shaking. I mean, you're nervous. You're as nervous as an oyster at low tide.
Read this letter. It was delivered to me 10 minutes ago by word of hand.
Well, let's have a look. Dear Mr. Morcom, I cannot stand the sight of you, and I never could. I will be in the studio audience. I am an expert marksman, and I've never missed yet. This is a threat on your life.
Yes.
Expert marksman and never known to miss.
Yes.
Don't go.
He could be out there with his finger on the trigger.
Well, don't stand sideways. He might miss.
At least let me stand behind your wallet.
Well, take a grip on yourself. I mean, if you've got to go, you might as well go doing the thing you love most.
That's true. Elsie!
No! I mean entertaining.
That was close.
Now, seriously, do you really believe there's somebody out there who wants to eliminate you?
He's out there now. Just take a look at that audience. I wouldn't trust one of them. A hole in the wall gang there. 500 Butch Cassidy's out there.
Ah, come on. That is a respectable BBC audience. They don't just come in here, you know. They have to be forced.
Well, look at their eyes. Mean and bent on vengeance.
They've all been vetted.
Well, no wonder they're mean and bent on vengeance. Watching like a hawk I am now.
For what?
Shoulder holster.
How would you know if somebody had a shoulder holster?
Bulge underneath the jacket. Look!
Where?
Sorry, lady.
I mean, there must be a good reason for this letter. You must have done something.
I'm afraid I have.
What was it?
I was young at the time. Dashing, debonair, attractive to women. They couldn't resist me.
When was this?
Last week. You remember that party we went to?
Yeah, they mean last Thursday. Yeah, what happened at that party?
There was a young lady.
Yeah, I remember her.
She had her hair in a bun and crumbs on her shoulder.
I remember her very well.
You remember nothing that light. You were well away. Making an exhibition of yourself.
Never.
You were two olives up your shirt and shouting, "How's it for Twiggy?" I remember you.
Never mind me. I remember that girl. Yes, I do. She was gorgeous redhead. Hey, you mean that you and her, you know,
What?
Well, you know, a touch of the hello, folks, and what about the workers? Hey, you know what I mean?
He's gone berserk. No, sir. I most certainly do not know what you mean. It's one of those two.
Yes. I remember you'd had quite a lot to drink, too.
That is true. Yeah. 4 gallons of that lager that refreshes parts that other beers can't reach. And he still didn't get there.
As I remember, you did both leave together.
She missed her last bus, and I, out of kindness of my heart, and for no other reason whatsoever, I offered her a lift home in my car.
You were gone for 3 days.
I didn't know she lived in Edinburgh, did I? I was in Carlisle before I asked. As is usual in a situation like that, tongues began to wag.
And all because you tried to do the decent thing.
Nobody tried harder than I did, I promise you that.
Yes. And as a result of this, you receive this letter threatening your life.
I'm looking now for the face of a killer.
The face of a killer?
A ruthless, cold-blooded killer. Black patch over one eye, scar on the right cheek, and 4 days' growth of beard.
Well, if you see that face, you can call the police.
Too late.
Too late?
Yes.
The black patch? The scar? 4 days' growth of beard?
Run like hell, it's the wife.
Can I help you?
Is the shop open?
It says open on the sign hanging on the door.
It says closed.
It says open from the outside.
That's clever.
Can I help you?
Calculator.
We're specialists.
I see. Then have you any idea where I might get one?
We specialize in calculators.
I need go no further.
Rest assured.
I don't want a mattress.
I was going to say, rest assured, we know all about calculators. We've been selling electronic equipment for over 500 years. If I might show you a selection of our calculators. There you are.
Thank you, sir. A wide range. Do they vary in price, or do they cost different amounts?
Well, they vary in price, but some of them do cost different amounts.
I see.
You require a calculator for your work.
British High Commissioner to the Bahamas.
A very important post.
Had I have got the job, it would have been. I'm a plumber's mate.
Oh.
When I say I'm his mate, that means I just help him with his work, and that's as far as it goes.
Yes, I understand that.
Nothing else.
No, yes.
You know, there's no hell or folks
about
the workers.
No, I know. I understand.
May I try one of your calculators? May I try one of your calculators?
How many do you want?
Just the one.
Just the one, yes.
That's the best ad-lib you've done in years.
Customer satisfaction.
Yes.
It will work out anything, that model there.
Will it really?
Yeah.
Now, let me see now. Married 15 years. 52 weeks in the year. 52 multiplied by 15 equals 780 weeks. Now multiply 780 by 4. 3,120. That is amazing.
3,120 what, sir?
Nothing to do with you at all, that. Do you mind if I sit down for a moment, though?
Yeah.
A nice model, this, I must say.
It is the calculator.
Price?
£10.
Mm-hmm.
You'll also need a charger, and then there's VAT.
And how much does all that come to?
Well, I'll work it out on your calculator.
Oh, what a good idea.
And you can see how good it is.
Yes.
Now, cost of calculator, £10. Cost of charger, £2.75. Plus VAT. Total. There you are. You can see the price lit up there.
£386. Save a fortune with that. I'll take it.
Right. Our special guest this week is really special.
I think it's true to say that this young man is to music what Ernie Wise is to English literature.
Wish I'd have thought of that.
Despite this handicap, we think he's going to be a great singer.
You know, there's no such thing as even a straight introduction with you, is there?
There is, yes, there is, but they've all become collector's items.
Go on, then. I dare you to do a straight introduction.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, a young man with a great voice appearing for the very first time in this Anderson Air Raid shelter. May I introduce Mr. Instant Horror?
No.
Eh?
Instant Horror?
Well, I was close, wasn't I?
Don't... Vincent Zara.
Oh, I was close. I told you, didn't I?
Ladies and gentlemen, Vincent Zara.
Sole sono sonna nevena quasona malinconia sotto la finestra io voglio restare. Metti anche tu la veste bianca e schiudi l'uscio a tuo canto. Ave, non stai, la luce manca, ave, tu sei nasce l'amore.
Ah, oh, thank you, Vincent. Thank you very much. That was great.
Knockout, that.
He's Neapolitan.
That's an ice cream, isn't it? Lovely.
Hey.
What?
Don't look now, but there's a woman just come on.
Is she sober?
I think so.
Well, if she's sober, she goes with you. If she's drunk, she goes with me.
It's about time this show had a touch of class, and here I am.
Ern, you said that without moving your lips.
Oh.
Now, I'm not going to give you the chance to introduce me. I'm going to do it myself. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the most popular, most talented actresses in the country today. We know you're going to love her. Penelope Keith. How terribly, terribly sweet of you.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest lady actress for this week.
I've done it.
You've done it?
I introduced myself, and I did it rather well, I thought.
Did the audience clap when you told them your name?
As a matter of fact, they did, quite loudly.
Oh. What is your name, please?
Penelope Keith.
Good Lord. I didn't hear one clap then, did you?
No, nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing
at all. This boy tells lies.
Yeah. You're even more tedious than I thought you'd be.
Excuse me.
Yeah. What?
Tedious. What's it mean?
Tedious?
Yes.
Well,
what does it mean?
It means that you carry yourself with great dignity and authority.
Thank you.
And the little fellow, he's just as tedious as you.
Do you really mean that?
I most certainly do.
It's a pleasure to have you on our show.
A great pleasure, Peninsula.
What do you think of the sketch, Pinocchio?
Penelope. I've read it most carefully, and without doubt, it's abhorrent.
Abhorrent?
Yeah.
Excuse me, yeah.
Excuse us. Yeah.
Abhorrent, what does that mean?
It's great depth and beautifully written.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. What good taste.
A charming lady. I do promise you that we will both be very tedious in it.
And the sketch more abhorrent than you thought.
I'm quite confident that you're both right.
Good. Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Morton...
I'll do it. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, Penelope Keith, assisted by Morecambe and Wise, in an abhorrent sketch. But I shall make it much better than it really is.
Of course he will. And it's very quiet. I know what he's done. He's put his wig in the washing machine. The canvas has shrunk and he can't get it back on again.
Hello, Eric.
Hello, Anne. What have you got under your arm?
Wuthering Heights.
A I have it seen to. It could turn nasty.
Please, would you mind?
Yeah, I don't mind. I'll eat my apple.
Cox's Pippin?
That's his problem. A nice apple, this.
Do you like the new outfit I'm wearing?
Knockout, that is.
Honestly?
Perfect on you, that. It's amazing the clothes they make for these action men dolls these days.
That's my own fault for asking. I believe you said something complimentary once.
Just a rumour, that's all.
Well, I've got some writing to do.
Well, I'll have a quick look at the TV page. There's a new comedy series starting about honeymoon couples. It's called Upstairs, Upstairs. Hey, the Wonderful World of Disney's on tonight, eh?
So what?
You might see your dad.
Give me that newspaper.
What for? Why?
Just
why
give
should
it
I
to
give
me.
You this newspaper? Is there something in it about you?
No.
Yes, there is.
There isn't.
You've been posing again for those adverts, haven't you?
Posing for adverts?
Ex-naval officer's underwear. Posing in those long johns with the emergency exit.
No, give me that newspaper.
Why?
If I give you the money, will you go to the pictures?
There's nothing I want to see.
Frankenstein has returned.
Des doing another series, is he? What's in the letter you're reading?
Pinnacle of my career, this is.
No. You've actually passed the audition for Crackerjack, then.
No.
Congratulations.
This is from a firm of publishers about my latest book.
Oh, the one you wrote last week while the commercials were on?
Yes.
Is it a favourable letter?
Favourable? Favourable? Not many writers get a letter like this for their very first book. I'll bet D.H. Lawrence didn't get one like this when he wrote The Bronte Sisters. I could become another Somerset moron.
Who?
Who? You know nothing about writers. Somerset Maugham wrote War and Peace by J.B. Tolstoy.
I didn't know that.
Lots of things you don't know. Just read this letter.
I can't read without my glasses.
You must be getting old if you can't read without your glasses. I'll read it.
Do you want your glasses?
Yes, please.
What's it say?
Dear Mr. Wise, I have read your work, and in all my years as a publisher, I have never read anything quite like it. To say that it is verbal compost would be an understatement. That's my book he's talking about.
Verbal compost?
Yeah. I bet Somerset Maugham never got a letter like that.
I'm sure he didn't.
As a matter of fact, there's a lady coming to see me this afternoon.
You haven't been writing off to the WVS again for old clothes, have you?
Now, listen, you will say nothing.
You know me.
I do. That's the trouble. She'll be here in a minute. Matter of fact, I could knock out a play now just to show her how good I am. For I say now. Yes. Private Eye, Hank Nolan, pulled the brim of his hat down over his eyes.
Fell over the dog. Or perhaps he walked into the door and rang the bell with his nose.
It'll be the lady to see me. You keep your nose out of this.
Now, will you go, or shall I let you answer it?
No, I'll go.
All right, then.
Hello?
You have got to be Mr. Wise.
Do come in.
Yes, every inch an author.
Delighted to meet you, Miss...
Miss Famagher Allen.
What did she say?
Flanagan and Allen.
I thought that was two fellas.
So did I. Would you please make yourself comfortable?
Thank you. My coat?
No, it'll be too tight for him under the arms. Introduce me. Eric. Eric Morecambe.
Hello. Mr. Wise, would you care for a cigarette?
No, thanks. I don't smoke. I don't drink either. And I don't go out with women.
Oh, makes all his own dresses, though, don't you?
Will you be quiet? You've read my book, then?
Oh, I have indeed. My co-directors and myself would like to include it in our collection of books aimed at guiding young writers.
Any other famous authors, apart from myself?
Yes, indeed. Solzhenitsyn.
Solzhenitsyn?
He translates Noddy into Russian. Not much cop, I can promise you that.
He can't, because I've never heard of him.
Of course not.
Who else?
Alistair MacLean.
Alistair...
MacLean.
You use his toothpaste.
Oh. They're hardly in my class as authors what write books.
How very true, Mr. Wise.
What fascinates you about my book?
You never touch on the promiscuous.
Promiscuous?
It's a little yellow flower. Blooms in spring.
Oh, no, no. I leave that kind of thing to the archaeologists.
Archaeologists.
Yes, you see, I am an author. I have to live in a make-believe world, and because I'm an author, I fantasize a lot.
It's that fruitcake your mother keeps sending you. That's what's doing.
Shut up, you. Do forgive me. He irritates me, terribly. Irritates me all the time.
I know exactly what you mean. I know you're a very busy man, Mr. Wise, but could you give me a synopsis?
Well, we might have some left in the biscuit tin.
No, I had the last one last night. A little red one with jam in it.
Oh. All gone.
All gone.
Sorry.
All gone, I see. The more I talk to you, the more convinced I am that you're our man, Mr. Wise.
Well, what was it about my book that made you want to include it in your guide to young writers?
I think it was this passage. Let me read it to you. He remembered their first meeting in Paris, just outside France. They walked hand in hand along the banks of the Seine. It wasn't easy, because he was on the left bank and she was on the right bank. That is the type of material my magazine is looking for.
I see. Excuse me, and that was the clincher as far as you were concerned?
Well, it could have been this passage. He remembered how they drank coffee together outside on the pavement in Paris, and they got run over by a dust cart.
I can write poignant stuff like that by the yard. It gets you here.
Just above your wallet.
That'll help young writers, that will.
It's perfect. It's just what we're looking for.
Yes, well, Ern, would you make Miss Flanagan and Alan a cup of coffee?
Miss Flanagan and Alan doesn't want any coffee.
Oh, show some manners. She is a guest.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry. Instant coffee?
Yes, please.
I'll be about 10 minutes.
Right, then.
I'm sorry.
Well, now that Snow White's favourite's gone, could you explain it all again to me, please?
Well, we want to include Mr. Wise's writing in our guidebook aimed at helping young authors.
Very nice, yeah. But what's the angle?
Angle? I really haven't the remotest idea what you're talking about. Excuse me.
Oh, you're not going anywhere. Sit down and take the weight off your 18-hour girdle. Now, you want to use Ern's book as a guide on how not to write a book, don't you?
Let me put it to you, Mr. Morecambe.
No, thank you. I've just had my dinner.
I'm sure we can discuss this between the two of us. I do assure you it'll all be done in the very best of good taste.
And you'll make a fool of him. Now, nobody makes a fool of Ern. I've got the concession on that. Hurt him, hurt me. He's had enough heartbreak in his life.
Now, look here.
I've told you once. I've just had my dinner.
I don't think this has got anything to do with you. Are you a writer?
Good Lord, no.
Well, what do you do for a living?
Comedy advisor to the Des O'Connor Show. Of course, I don't work a lot.
What could you teach Mr. O'Connor about comedy?
Timing. The art of timing.
And what is the art of timing?
In Des's case, getting out of the theatre before the audience.
Let's get back to Mr. Wise. It's only a little thing.
Well, that's all he's got. And you'll hurt his feelings. We all know that he's not the greatest writer in the world. He thinks he is, and that's good enough for me. I don't wish to appear rude because you are a lady, so get out.
Well, in the light of that, there's nothing else for me to do but leave.
I'm very grateful. Now, what did you say your name was?
Miss Fanager Allen.
I see. Well, just turn left. It's underneath the arches. Home, town, umbrella.
I put the coffee on and it's... Where's Miss Lolan Hardy gone?
She's had to dash off. Appendicitis.
What's she gone to Greece for?
Greece?
She's got a nerve, comes here, then rushes off. Bah.
Pardon?
Bah.
Oh.
Bah.
You feel better, brother?
Yeah.
I'm glad about that.
I don't need her.
Of course you don't.
I'll write a new play.
Might as well. There's nothing on TV for another 10 minutes.
Now then. Got it. Aubrey was a cosmopolitan.
That's a good word. Was her.
That's, K-O-Z.
No. I think it's with a C.
What, cosmopolitan?
I think so, yeah.
I'll have a look in the dictionary.
All right.
Here we are. Compost. Hey, that's what it says about my work in the letter.
I wouldn't read that if I were you, one.
Verbal compost. Here we are. Compost. A mixture of various noxious ingredients which go to make manure. Manure? My work, manure?
Give me your book.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to put it on the roses.
Did you think it was a foreign penitentiary?
No, I was wrong. It was inane and inept.
Gosh, I didn't think she'd like it that much.
Oh, he was quite happy with it being a foreign.
What a tedious day this has been. Which is the way out, please?
Through that door, Mark Danger, 5,000 volts. You'll be all right.
I will find you, don't care where. Look behind you, I'll be there, following you around. Rain or shine, you won't shake me, I don't mind. Where you take me, spend my time, following you around. Now listen, don't you know, hiding from me does no good. Wherever you may go, I'll be in the neighborhood. If you run, I'll run faster. Gonna stick like a piece of plaster. Get my kicks following you around. Get my kicks following you around. Get my kicks following you around.
The Eric Morecambe and Ernie Wise radio show. Eric and Ernie's special guest today was Penelope Keith and the vocalist Vincent Zara. The music came from Peter Knight and his orchestra. The script was written by Eddie Braben, and the program was produced by Bobby J.